Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up a bit with a dash of fintech. We're diving into the CFPB's open banking standardization push.
Ooh, regulatory flavors, I'm intrigued. What's the main ingredient in this recipe for open banking?
Well, the CFPB has given the Financial Data Exchange, or FDX, the official whisk to blend together a set of standards for data sharing. Think of it as the perfect recipe for letting third parties access your financial data, but only with your permission, of course.
So, like choosing which spices to add to your dish? Sounds tasty, but is it a simple recipe to follow?
Not exactly a one-click microwave meal, no. The idea is simple. You control your data, but the implementation, well, that's where the legal and logistical chefs come in with their whisks and spatulas. There's a lot of back and forth expected.
I see, interesting. So what's causing the stir in the kitchen? Any burnt sauces?
Well, some financial firms aren't exactly thrilled with the CFPB's authority to appoint standard setters. They see it as the CFPB over-seasoning the dish, if you will. There's a legal debate simmering, like a pot left unattended on the stove.
Ah, classic kitchen drama. So who's feeling the heat the most?
Larger financial institutions are on the front burner, with a 6-month compliance deadline after the final rule publication. Smaller ones get a bit more time to simmer, up to 4 years for the tiniest institutions. The CFPB is trying to find the right temperature for everyone, but some say it's too hot too fast.
Got it. So some are worried about getting burned. What exactly are they afraid of?
Data breaches are a major concern, like spilling hot oil everywhere. Banks worry about the risks of sharing data with third parties, claiming it's like inviting strangers to cook in your kitchen. You never know what they might do.
A valid point. So while this data sharing dish is supposed to be delicious and empowering for consumers, some see it as a potential food poisoning risk.
Precisely. And there's also the cost factor. Banks argue they're being forced to buy all these fancy ingredients, but can't charge extra for the final dish. They're feeling the pinch.
A recipe for disaster, some might say.
Well, it is a complex dish, lots of moving parts. But the CFPB is aiming for a balanced flavor profile, promoting standardized formats for data sharing, like a universal recipe that everyone can understand.
So, a standardized cookbook instead of everyone winging it with their own secret spices.
Exactly. The CFPB believes this will make the financial data ecosystem more efficient and secure, but the banks, well, some are still skeptical, like seasoned chefs doubting a newfangled cooking gadget.
Makes sense. So it's a bit of a culinary standoff at the moment.
You could say that. It'll be interesting to see how this recipe evolves as it cooks. Hopefully, they find the right blend of security, innovation, and consumer control.
Definitely a recipe to watch. Thanks for breaking down the ingredients for us. This open banking dish is certainly heating up.
You're welcome, and thank you all for listening to Nutty's Show. Tune in next time for more flavorful discussions on cooking, technology, and everything in between. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.